Let's go and chat with Gordon Pratt. Now, people are probably saying, who's Gordon Pratt? Well, Gordon Pratt is one of the fortunate owners of the favourite in the two-year-old classic, Unite and Conquer. Morning to you, Gordon.
Morning, mate. How you going?
I'm well. Have you made it to the beach?
Yes. I've just got here.
That's fantastic. Tell us, we'll get around Unite and Conquer shortly, because I know you've got a special tale to tell about this colt, but what's it like there at the moment? Have you got many of the owners there?
Yeah, no, we're all here. We're all in the tent, just talking and just trying to settle the nerves a little bit. I've been nervous all week, really, but you know, being a first-time owner, I'm not very used to this and all the hype and whatnot, so it's all pretty exciting, all pretty new.
It is. Who's doing the draw?
I think Carol from Blue Blood Thoroughbreds is going to be doing the draw, I think.
Yeah, you don't want to do it, Gordon. Let me tell you, you don't want to do it.
No, I don't want that responsibility on my hands. Thank you.
Now, you mentioned first-time horse owner through Blue Blood Thoroughbreds. Tell us, and I understand you actually broke in Unite and Conquer.
Yes. So I've been breaking in horses for a number of years, and I've been doing Blue Bloods breakers for a few years now, and I also break in horses for Gay and Adrian. So when this horse came available, I was riding him and giving him his first few rides. I just really liked the horse, and I'd never been involved in owning, and he just presented a really good opportunity. He wasn't an overly expensive horse to buy in on, so it was and I really liked him. So I just rang Carol and asked what was left in him, and I was lucky enough to get the last share in him. So, happy days now. I was very glad I did that now.
And, Gordon, you mentioned you break these horses in, so you see quite a few of them come through the system. What made Unite and Conquer stand out to you to be one of the owners, or wanting to be one of the owners of the horse?
Oh, well, look, he was, I broke him in February last year, so he was quite an early breaker. And he was a very, very mature, very strong horse. He had a really, really likeable attitude and temperament. And for us at the stable there, he was, he was a likeable horse. Everyone in the stable loved him. He was easy to do stuff with. And under saddle, he felt really strong and forward. And I thought, if he's this strong this early, I thought, another 8-9 months down the track, you'd expect him to grow and mature even more. And I guess that was just a lucky decision that I made. It's just how it works, Sometimes you just get lucky.
You do. Sometimes you just got to be in the right place at the right time, or in your case, just breaking them in and falling instantly in love.
Yes, that's right.
And, mate, do you go to the races? I mean, he raced and won down in Melbourne, then he came back and he won the race at Wyong. Do you go along, Gordon?
So I have quite a busy job. Obviously, I do all of Gay and Adrian breakers and pre-trainers mostly. So I didn't make my way down to Melbourne. I thought that was a bit far, and I wasn't quite too sure what to expect from him down there. But I definitely made my way down to Wyong. That was quite a close trip for me. It was only an hour down the road. So I made that trip, and it was quite good. I've been to the races a few times before, but I don't quite often go to them, beforehand. But anyway.
And what do you think the rest of the week's going to bring you? You've got the draw coming up, but what things? You're going to come out to the sales and try and find another one for next year?
We've been looking. I've just been, quietly looking around, testing the options and seeing what's available. There's always, every year there's always quite a number of nice horses available at Magic. But for now, I guess I'll just see what's going on. So far I've enjoyed it, immensely. So definitely I'll be getting re-involved again and hopefully doing it all again next year.
Yeah, fantastic. And can you explain just finally when the term you break a horse in? So can you in simple terms just relate what that is?
So basically after the sale, we call them unbroken. And the breaking in process is that first step where you just introduce them to, being able to be ridden, being taught to, have someone on them and, being steered around, and they know what their job is and they know kind of what to do. So when they go off to the trainers in town, they you know, you can just chuck the jockeys up on them and they're able to ride them and without any hiccups or any troubles or anything like that, basically.
So you're putting gear on them and saddles, and because saddles are all new to them when you are breaking them in.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, having someone up on their back, it's quite a different thing for them. You know, they've got to be able to balance themselves and carry someone on their back. That's obviously quite a new thing for them. So you've got to get used to them like that. You know, you've got to just get them confident and rideable and all that sort of stuff. So they can do their job properly, basically. Yeah.
It's a fascinating. Many parts of our racing game are fascinating to our listeners who more likely just back them. They might be backing Unite and Conquer. So it is interesting to get another feel. Hey, Gordon, we'll let you go because it is exciting for you down there on Surface Paradise Beach to be one of the owners of Unite and Conquer. It's currently favourite with Tab to win the race, mate. So I hope it's a really terrific week for you.
No, me too. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Good on you.